Why? Harry, what a surprise. It's good to see you. Hey, it's not what it looks like. Tony and I are old friends. Ain't that right, Tony? Harry and I were partners. Huh, Harry? Well, more than partners, huh? Good times, huh, Harry? No. No, Harry. Harry, no! No!
Ellen, come on out of there.
How was I?
You're great. Nobody dies like you.
Oh, are we going again?
No, not on your bit.
Oh, good, I'm free.
He wants another shot on the bartender, though. Yeah, you're free. Free for lunch.
Where are we going?
I thought we might try the Italian joint.
No, I hate Italian food.
Hey. Did a beautiful job.
Where have you been?
Just do what you're told.
Plenty of blood.
How are we doing here?
Valley. Great work.
Yeah, you sold it great, too. Looked terrific.
Let's do it again sometime.
We're going to do it in a minute.
It's perfect now. The cornstarch is working great.
Very good.
Raleigh Tyler.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Joe Lightner.
Oh, how do you do?
Excuse me.
Hi. Raleigh.
That was sensational. As usual. We're going to go again soon, so you'll get ready, okay?
Yeah, very good. We'll be right.
I'm a very big fan of yours. I've followed your career ever since you came to this country.
And... Right, very nice of you. Yeah. Thank you very much. But we're a little busy now, as you can see. How did you get on the set?
Oh, well, I'm not just a fan. I'm a producer.
Huh.
I've really admired your stuff ever since Vermin from Venus.
You saw that?
Yeah.
That's the one that got him deported from Australia.
Yeah, well, I mean, the movie wasn't that great, but the special effects were incredible.
Yeah, they're also very expensive.
Well... We have a decent budget, which brings me to the project that I wanted to talk to you about. See, it's not really a splatter movie. It's more of a sci-fi.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Ellen. I'm in the movie.
Oh, right. With the wig and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, that was lovely. I saw that.
Thank you.
If we could discuss this privately.
What about tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. at my workshop?
11 a.m. is great. Thanks very much. I appreciate this. Very nice to meet you.
Right.
Yeah, and that looked great.
Yeah, it did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much. Nice man. Might be a job in there.
Nobody cares about making movies about people anymore. All they care about is special effects.
I'm going to cry. Excuse me, Frank. Can I borrow this?
Sure.
That works great.
It's good, isn't it?
It's for the suicide scene.
Sure is.
It's great.
Like it?
No.
Listen, you guys, I'm going to skip lunch because my hair is dirty and I feel yucky all over and I want to take a
Charlie,
shower.
Charlie, you going uptown?
Yes, sir.
Could you drop Ellen off?
Yeah, no problem.
I love you. Goodbye. 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
all right. Don't forget. Bye, Ellen.
Bye, Ellen.
Thanks, Joe.
First stop is Princely between Worcester and Greenway.
I'm first made sure my will and pleasure. I have an audition in half an hour. I have to go to Susan's apartment and get new shower curtains. I have to water those cats and feed the plants. Don't forget, dinner tonight in Susan's apartment. I want to go. No, I gotta go.
The act rehearsal's early in the morning.
Kungaga, kungaga.
Good luck.
Break a leg, break a leg.
Break a leg, break a leg, then.
Hey, Leitner. Up here.
Should have warned you about Rosebud.
Yeah, I guess so.
I used it to scare off burglars.
I can believe that.
Wow. Come on in.
God, that is great. Oh, my God. Song of the Succubus.
That's right.
Wow. Planet of the Female Mummies.
Done your homework.
Yeah. Oh, God. Flood in the Basement.
Careful of that.
Oh, sorry. I Dismember Mama.
You know them all.
Yeah, that's great. That's beautiful. Rockadye Baby.
Uh-huh. How about some coffee, Mr. Leitner?
My name's not Leitner. It's Lipton.
Okay, Lipton. In that case, maybe you'd prefer tea.
I'm not a movie producer, either.
What are you?
Justice Department. I'm sorry about using the phony names, but it's for security reasons. Yours as well as mine.
Am I in trouble?
No, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, we are. And, we just thought that we might be able to utilize your particular genius to help us out.
Did you say coffee?
Yeah, great, thanks. Have you ever heard of the Witness Relocation Program?
Yes, I have, no.
Well, basically, it involves people who testify for the government in exchange for protection. We give them new identities, set them up in different cities.
Milk? Sugar?
Milk. No sugar, thanks.
I did a movie like that once. This guy sees a murder.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that. I really would, but we have Nicholas DeFranco in custody.
A mob guy. Read about him.
Yeah, and he's ready to testify for us if we can keep him alive that long.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Well, we know for a fact that a contract's been put out on his life. So we figure the best thing to do is to make them believe that he's dead.
There you go.
We want to stage a fake assassination, Raleigh. We want to do it in public, and we want you to supervise it.
You're crazy.
Look, I mean, I wasn't just flattering you here, you know. I know how good you are. I know you could pull it off.
I didn't say I couldn't pull it off.
Well, just direct it for me. Supervise it.
Christ, you've seen too many movies. Just out of curiosity, when would this have to happen?
Within a week.
God, no way.
Why not? I mean, you're used to working under pressure, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's a different type of pressure. I'm a special effects man. I deal in make-believe. I'd like to keep it like that. It requires skill, precision, and timing. I couldn't teach you to do what I do in a week and expect you to pull it off.
All right, look, we're in a position to break the mafia's back. Put 20% of them behind bars. And also, I'm willing to pay you $30,000 non-make-believe.
The money doesn't give you the time on it.
Tax-free. Okay, look, just think about it. Just think about it, please. That's all we ask.
Who's the we?
Do you have any idea what damage DeFranco could do to organized crime in America if he lives to testify?
Nice work if you can get it.
What does that mean?
It means it pisses me off, that's all. God, this guy's a total slime. Been one of the heads of organized crime for about the last 40 years, and then when he decides he wants to retire, he just gives evidence and he walks away scot-free. Very nice.
Mr. Tyler, that 40 years is exactly why he's so valuable to us. I mean, if life were fair, we wouldn't need a Justice Department.
No, I guess you wouldn't.
What do you say? Will you help us?
Well, I'd like to, but this is a bit out of my line.
Martin. No, that's great, Raleigh. That's great. You just stick with your make-believe and your little toy monster.
Take it easy,
that's
boy.
That's good.
Mr. Totter's under no obligation, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, listen, I thank you for coming. I'm disappointed. You realize, of course, how important it is we keep this confidential.
Yeah, sure.
And I understand. I mean, it is a big responsibility. And I appreciate your moral qualms about the fright.
Yeah, and I'll remember your moral qualms the next time a teenager ODs on mafia dope.
Good, you do that, yeah.
Leave him alone, Martin. We'll get McKinnon.
Yeah, that's the guy we should have gone to in the first place.
Yeah.
Bill McKinnon?
Yeah. It's nice meeting you, Mr. Tyler.
Give me 24 hours to think about it.
I'm great. How are you?
Sorry, I'm a little preoccupied.
Did you take that job?
They're thinking about using McKinnon.
McKinnon? Is there a part for me in it?
You'd work on a job that used McKinnon instead of me?
Sweetie, never ask an actress a question like that.
No, there's no part for you in it. Not in this job.
Who cares if they use McKinnon?
Bok choy has great texture. Mm. Like alien flesh.
Is that all you ever think about?
Try not to.
What is it? McKinnon?
No, not exactly.
Well, why are you so serious?
Radio telephone. I'll be right over. No, just leave it with the doorman. You go back to sleep, all right? Good night. That job that guy wanted me to do? I think I'll do it.
At 3:00 in the morning?
This. You don't smoke cigars.
Raleigh, please don't. It's personal.
Come on, Andy. I've known you for 4 years. What is it?
Just don't look in there, okay?
Okay, Andy, head down Broadway. I'm not going until noon today.
Where are we going?
You are going to return the gear. I'm going to see a man about a job. Now pull over.
Tyler?
Did anyone see you come up?
Hey.
Come on, didn't anyone see you?
No, come on, what the hell are you doing?
So no one knows you're here?
No. No, my secretary. I told my secretary.
You're lying, Lipton.
Jeez, all right, I'm lying. You got a dangerous sense of humor, mate. So how does this work?
Have a look in the crotch.
That's a receiver.
Yeah? And here's the transmitter.
It's like remote control. What are there, blanks in there?
Yeah, blanks. Just got to remember the sequence the shots are programmed for, and you can hit a bullseye every time.
DeFranco.
DeFranco. When?
Christ, I look ugly. I hope you're a better effects man than you are a photographer.
Find out soon enough. All right, pick a point in space. Look at it. Close your eyes. Lean forward. Right forward. That's it. Come on.
It's 5 minutes.
Wise guy.
the negatives.
I gather Lipton thinks everything is going fine. What do you think?
You're the director. I just rig him.
If he blows this, we're in trouble. We will not only look pretty silly, we'll never get another witness.
Oh, he'll be all right. He's just got to calm down. A bit nervous, I think.
Listen, Raleigh, I know I don't have the right to ask this.
Yeah, go on.
You know you're the only one who can do this job. You know that, Raleigh. We're talking about a very special effect here. You've got the knowledge, you've got the experience. Without you, it just won't work.
You want me to pull the trigger? Ah, terrific. And what if someone takes a shot at me?
We control the restaurant. Be filled with our people.
And Lipton?
Forget about Lipton. If he gives you any trouble, you come directly to me. Raleigh, this is a case where we really need you. $30,000. 60 seconds work.
Michael Corleone went to Sicily. What happens to me?
You are 100% protected. I give you my word. I also give you my thanks. I can't tell you how much we appreciate this.
I must be mad.
Sit down, shirt off.
What? Not even a hello?
Hello.
Shirt off. Always a wise guy. Talks like he's getting ready to kill me.
What's that?
What? This? I got a pack of Luckies in there. Ah, it's a pacemaker. Cost me 15 grand. And they call me a thief.
Probably are.
Oh, but it's gold.
Yeah.
Hey, this is great. Come on, give me your best shot. Right here.
My killer. Hey, Lipton, put that gun down.
All right, this is spirit gun.
What's that, glue?
Yep.
Man in the iron mask.
Yeah, pass this through, will you?
Thank you.
What's this black box?
A receiver.
A receiver? What, like some kind of radio?
Yeah, exactly like some kind
of
radio.
Oh, forget about it. You guys are nuts. Wait a minute. Tell me about this. My pacemaker. If I get any voltage near my chest, I'm dead for real.
Is that true or what?
Not with this amperage, it's not now.
Now, how the hell do you know? Listen, Tyler, you better be goddamn sure.
Now, I'm sure. All right, let's get on with it. Sit down.
Wise guy.
Start again, eh?
Am I beautiful?
Settle for Italian.
Tyler. Don't screw up. Don't forget to get rid of that shit.
All right.
Gotta get rid of that. hate to do it, particularly this one.
No loose ends.
They did. They're ours. Huh. Any problems?
No, no problems at all. People went everywhere. It was great. I shot him in the middle of his shrimp.
Huh. Why the plastic?
I didn't want to get any stains on the seat.
What stains?
I'm sorry, Raleigh. No loose ends.
Not again. No parking after 10 o'clock. I told you yesterday. No parking after 10 o'clock! What the hell's the matter with you people? This is my side! My street! I parked here yesterday! Don't ever do this for me again! This is my...
Mason, it's Tyler. Lipton just tried to kill me.
What the hell are you talking about?
You heard me.
When? Where?
In the car after the stunt. He pulled a gun on me.
Were you hurt?
No. I'm not hurt. I just took off. He's out here somewhere. He's after me.
All right, just hold it. Hold it. Just a second. Let me think. Just let me think.
What's there to think about? Lipton's after something. He tried to kill me.
It's got to be DeFranco. DeFranco must have paid Lipton off. I'll kill him.
Not if they kill me first.
Now listen to me. Just stay right where you are. You understand?
Are you kidding? You've got to get to me.
Do as I tell you, Raleigh. I'm responsible for you. I can't let you take any more risks.
I'm going to send a patrol car for you. I'll take you to headquarters, to the commissioner's office. I'll meet you there, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Just fucking hurry up.
Okay, now, where are you?
I don't know. In a phone booth. At the corner of 51st and 11th.
All right, okay. Okay, look, Raleigh, I can't tell you how sorry I am this happened, but do me a favor, yourself a favor. Stay there. Wait for us, okay?
Kelly. I know it's raining.
So what?
Little rain never hurt anybody.
Mobile One. We made the delivery, but it's the wrong address.
Get out of there fast.
Well, what about Tyler?
Forget Tyler. Just get out of there. You get that?
Yeah. So what do we do?
Get over to the hospital. It's time we brought in a professional.
Not at the present time, but we have several, possibilities.
But was Frank supposed to be in protective custody?
Yes, he was supposed to be in protective custody.
Well, who was protecting him?
The
other
one was talking to the restaurant.
Who was protecting him?
Not that I know of.
How many people are there?
Why would he be in there?
Hi, Jake. There he is. What's left of him?
Yeah, that's DeFranco. Come
here,
sign
this. Yeah, please. I'll take this down to the squad and have it vouched.
All right.
You.
Because I knew I'd fall for it. Rolly, you're the best, huh? I dropped my pants and bent over.
Who were they?
How do I know? I tell you, they said they were.
Rolly, but why not go to the police?
Ellen and Eric and two cops tried to kill me.
But you said yourself they're probably not real police.
Well, I was driving a police car. They spoke into a police radio. They looked like fucking police.
You haven't done anything.
I'm not so sure. I loaded the gun with blanks. But then when I was making up to Franco in the truck, Lipton kept messing with the gun.
So?
So, what if we put in real bullets? But then if they wanted him dead, why didn't they just kill him themselves?
I don't know.
What? What? Come on.
You said they wanted to do it in public, right? To kill DeFranco, they had to get him away from police protection. Well, maybe they knew that DeFranco would refuse unless Raleigh Tyler, the effects man, was there to pull off this phony murder. You were the bait. Don't worry about it. There's no work today. How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I've been better.
kidding.
Windmills.
I've figured it out.
What do you mean?
It's simple. You go directly to the newspapers.
Come on.
I mean it. Do a Woodward and Bernstein. Blow the whistle on these bastards.
And what makes you think they believe me?
I believe.
Such a gorgeous girl. Mm.
The sun is shining. Birds are singing, flowers growing. Come on, get dressed and let's go do it. Get up. Someone will believe us.
Yeah, I guess I will.
Thank you.
can't you even say hello?
138 Green Street. Like the color. One unknown male white, one unknown female white, both unidentified. Hello and goodbye.
Hey, get one over here. Would you bother?
Hey, Bobby. I'll get a shot of this with you.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick. What happened to the bodies?
Oh, the ME took them downtown.
Who reported it?
Susan Melnick. It's her apartment.
Where is she?
Downtown.
How am I supposed to investigate, for Christ's sake, if everybody's downtown?
I couldn't hold them here forever, Leo. I didn't know when you were going to show up.
Be careful with the weapon.
Hey, Leo. Here's what we came up with in an empty apartment across the street.
What is that, Eddie? 30 caliber?
Yeah, 30 caliber, close assault, probably. U.S. model with silencer and a laser scope.
Jesus H. Christ. Whatever happened to Saturday night special?
Hey, get one over here. Where's your body?
This was the girl?
Yeah.
Shot through the pump, huh?
Yeah, we figured she was standing at the window when she got it.
How did she get to the bed? What about him?
He's a William J. Adams. They're trying to figure it out now.
All right, start checking with the neighbors, all right? I'll catch you later. Downtown.
He was a cop.
Cop?
Ex-cop. William J. Adams, born 10-5-46. 2 years military, honorable discharge. 6 years NYPD. Packed the job in 4681. The rest is N.A.
Not available. Can you give me a make on the fingerprints?
Here it is. They lifted four sets of prints from the apartment. Two male, two female. The female matched the dead girl, Ellen Keith, and the owner of the apartment, Susan
Melnick.
One of the male's prints matched your dead cop, Adams. We're still trying to make the other.
Leo.
Hey, Mickey, how'd you make out with the neighbors?
Nobody heard a thing.
Of course.
But I got the word on Ellen Keith. Hi. Now, she had a couple of three boyfriends this last year. One of them was a producer, film producer from Beverly Hills, and the other one's an actor from California. Now, they both got solid alibis.
What about the third guy?
Leo, you still need me, or can
Come
I
on,
get
just
back?
A second. What about the third guy?
Okay. He's a special effects man. You know, the guys that do the tricks in the movies with all that blood and stuff? They were working on the same movie together. His name is Roland Tyler, and the word is they were a hot item.
So where is this Tyler?
He got into the wind 2 days ago.
Quite a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
You got an address on this guy?
I think I can find one somewhere.
Sweetie,
see what you can dig up for me on this Adams guy, huh?
Leo, the file's closed.
Reopen.
Andy, listen, it's Rolly. I want you to get my green makeup kit. Yeah, it's in my place. Bring it. Don't ask any questions, please. Just do as I ask, all right? I want you to bring it to the boat pond in Central Park. I'll be in the boathouse. No, we're not doing a boat movie. Just do as I ask, please. I'll see you later.
And we had dinner with DeFranco in his apartment. He asked if he could go to the bathroom. After 20 minutes, Marshall Morgan and myself went to check, and he was gone. It's the same thing I told Murdoch last night. DeFranco just slipped out.
How did he get to that restaurant?
I have no idea. A cab, I suppose. Look, it's my fault. I admit it. What can I say? You want my resignation?
I want your report. My desk. 1 hour.
Look, I'll get out of your hair.
Thanks, Murdoch.
Listen, I'm sorry about all of this. I want you to meet Agent Whitmore.
Agent Whitmore will be liaison with your office.
Anything I can do.
My desk. 1 hour.
He bought that.
Maybe.
Lieutenant Murdoch,
it's true this is my former
father. Why is the department being so silent about this?
What is the problem with the Franco case? Can we please get a statement from you, sir?
You don't have shit, do you, Murdoch?
McCarthy, if you'll excuse me.
Why don't you give me DeFranco? I'll take all the press, take all the responsibility. Hell, I'll even give you the collar. Just give me DeFranco.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Leo McCarthy. First he brought in DeFranco, then he brought in DeFranco's killer. Why don't you just give it up, Leo?
Not again, Leo. I don't want to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it, goddammit. Look, I busted my ass for 6 months on DeFranco. 6 months. He finally comes in. First, he gets shipped off to Lipton, who gets him killed, for Christ's sake. And then you assign the case to that asshole Murdoch. Why, Jake? Why?
You want to know why?
I want to know why.
I'll tell you why. Because I don't have time to play wet nurse to some pathetic, angry cop who thinks he got the shaft.
I did get the shaft, for Christ's sake. You shafted me.
And you know why Murdoch gets the glory? Because Murdoch's not going to piss people off. And Leo, you piss people off.
Has a rifle and it's pointed right at your head. If you want to meet with him, he'll know when you take this boat and put it in the water.
Come on.
killed a man. Three people have tried to shoot me. And Ellen's dead.
Knock. Try it. Wait.
Open up!
Go open up.
We're in here already.
Come on, we'll take a look around. If we find anything, then we'll fall down for a warrant. Jesus Christ. Look at this place.
Told you, that's special effects. Oh, wow. I dismember Mama.
Great.
You mean we pay good money to look at this crap? What kind of a guy dreams this shit up, Mickey? I mean, maybe this Tyler went nuts.
Look at how he lives.
Hey, I seen your apartment, Leo, remember?
Well, maybe Mr. Tyler got tired of make-believe. Decided it was time to try the real thing.
I can't tell these from the real thing.
Hey, Mickey.
Ah. You remember the medical examiner's report on the DeFranco hit?
Yeah, 6 shots from a pistol, 5 to the chest, 1 to the head.
What the hell?
If only I could talk, huh?
Leo, you're not saying Tyler killed Ellen, Keith, Adams, and DeFranco all in one night?
I don't believe it either.
First, I'm hard to do a pretend murder. Then it's a real murder. And then the people that hire me try to murder me. It doesn't make sense. And then I bring you into it. I must be out of my mind.
Now we've got to think what to do. We've got to come up with something. We can't stay here forever. Raleigh, let's do something.
Velez.
What you got?
Shh. Called a guy at FBI Central. He told me your friend Adams, after he left NYPD, he joined the Justice Department.
Morning, Marissa.
Morning.
Justice Department. So that's what was in A.
And classified. And top secret. And Christ knows what else.
So how did you get this guy at the FBI to help you out?
I told him I was going to Jamaica for my vacation and I needed some company.
Justice Department, that was it? Huh? I mean, no division, no phone number, no address?
That's all he said.
Hey, Velez, could you get me a breakdown of Justice Department agencies on this thing?
Sure.
Thank you. Antitrust, Attorney General.
What are you looking for?
How the hell do I know? District Attorney. Immigration, naturalization, interstate traffic, theft, WPR. What's WPR? You fucking rat! Come home to Jamaica and have a hell of a time. Thanks a lot, Felice.
Please hold. Colonel Mason, these men have been waiting for you.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
I'm Lieutenant McCarthy. NYPD?
Oh, yeah.
This is my assistant, Detective Gagliola.
How do you do?
I wonder if we could have a few minutes of your time.
Sure you could. Follow along. Tell me what I can do for you.
Well, do you know a William J. Adams?
Should I know a William J. Adams? Joyce, will you hold my card?
Well, he works for you.
253 people work for me. Sit down.
Thanks.
Check the file for an Adams. William J.
Yeah.
Now, just what's your interest in this file?
He was found murdered this morning.
Murdered? Boy, oh boy, that's terrible. Have you any idea who did it?
Well, yeah. We found a guy that...
No. Yes, no. Thank you. Yes and no. Let's see. No wonder I didn't recognize the name. Adams was what we refer to as a floater.
A floater is what we call a body we pull out of the East River.
Well, in our parlance, a floater is a freelancer, an agent with no direct duties. We used him for witness relocation from time to time. Last time was way back in June of 83. And then after that, there's no mention of him except this. A below standard evaluation on his last assignment. My bet is that he didn't work out and we just discontinued using him.
Anything else? Any requests for references, addresses?
Just notation here that correspondence sent to him was returned with no forwarding address. I am sorry that I can't be of more help.
We appreciate your cooperation.
Nothing. I just hope that you find whoever killed him.
Oh, we'll get
him. Martin, would you come in here, please? They don't know a damn thing.
Yes, but for how long? I mean, that goddamn Tyler could sink us.
We're getting out of here tonight. Get it organized.
That got us nowhere.
I'm not so sure.
What?
I think our nice Mr. Mason is bent as hell.
Come on.
Number one, Mason says he never heard of William J. Adams, right? Adams is an ex-cop, pulling some kind of black bag operation for these people. He fucks it up and he gets shit-canned. Mason never even heard of him? That's bullshit. Number two, when I tell him Adams had been murdered, Mason doesn't ask me how. Everybody, Mickey, everybody has a morbid sense of curiosity.
Of course.
Everybody except for Adams' old boss.
It's a theory.
Mason is definitely bent. How bent is something I'm going to find out.
Martin, there was one thing I forgot to mention.
There's a Mr. Tyler calling for Colonel Mason.
Tell him to keep holding for a second.
Keep him talking long enough for me to trace what line.
Line 2. Tyler. This is Lipton. No, Mason isn't here. We didn't really expect... Yeah, well, awful sorry about that, Nate, but if you knew all the details, maybe... Yeah, I'm listening. Okay. Right, you're right. You're absolutely right. It is time. Okay, listen, Tyler. Yeah, well, I'm sure that can be arranged. You know, it's just that I don't... Yeah, listen, would you hold for a second? Yeah.
He's in the building, for Christ's sakes. He's calling from a payphone in the lobby of this goddamn building!
Where the hell are you, Tyler?
Remember why you hired me, Lipton. For my particular genius. Meet me in 20 minutes exactly at the corner of Barry and Houston.
Mason. Mason, did you hear that?
Get him, goddammit, and this time make sure you finish him off.
Tyler's in the phone booth at the corner of Houston and Barry.
Up with a prince of these two at 51st and 11th.
What happened at 51st and 11th?
A guy was blown away there in a phone booth.
I don't see the connection between 51st and 11th.
Take a look at their social security numbers.
Whose social security numbers?
The two men who killed the guy in the phone booth.
They're consecutive.
Yeah, but look, Varick was born in Maryland, Gallagher in Idaho, and 3 years apart. Now, how can their social security numbers be consecutive unless...
Unless they're phonies.
And I thought, who makes up social security numbers? And I remembered you were looking into witness relocation. I figure maybe this is worth an extra week in Jamaica.
You can never be away from me for that long. That's very intelligent, Willis. Let's get our old friend Adams up there. Don't erase it. Put him up there at the same time, like on a split screen.
I can't.
All right, let me take some notes.
Leo.
Shit. I never would have thought of that in a million years.
It's consecutive.
Bingo. It means they're all phony and they all work for the same guy. And I know who that guy is. Velez, you are a damn good cop. Thanks. Take all of Jamaica and the Bronx and Staten Island, too.
Give me the keys.
Look.
I said the keys!
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm coming.
I said out. Yeah. Look.
Shut up!
Andy, out. Go turn the right up front.
You get in.
Wait, get in.
Hey,
wait a minute. I thought we were going to talk. Now just sit there and don't ask any questions. Lipton,
I want Mason's address.
Go fuck yourself, Tyler.
All right, have it your own way.
Put your belt on.
Maybe this will jog your memory.
You still alive?
How about you, Lipton? Having a good time?
Mason isn't here.
All right, then I need his home address.
I'm afraid that's classified information.
Hey, I don't give a shit if it's tattooed on your ass. Where does he live?
Of all the insults...
I'm not playing around here,
she
all right?
He doesn't know. The colonel's home address is strictly confidential. You should know that, Lieutenant.
All right, a recognizable face. Now look, as one cop to another, where does your boss live?
That is strictly on a need-to-know basis.
Believe me, darling, I need to know. Now, I would hate to see a nice lady like yourself be made accessory to 4 murders.
Are you trying to threaten me, Lieutenant, or charm me?
Whatever.
Don't you consult with your associates. I believe Lieutenant Murdoch has that information. He may even have it tattooed on his ass.
You're a sweetheart.
Now, I think there's some kind of connection here, but we're just going to have to check it out. It's going to take a lot of... All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you give me a few minutes with Lieutenant McCarthy here...
Cool it, Leo. Of yours.
All right, Leo, what the hell do you want?
I need to see DeFranco's file right now.
For Christ's sakes, Leo, don't you ever give up.
Now, you listen to me, you little fucking creep. I got no more time to fuck around with you. Now, you break out DeFranco's file right now or I'll rip out your throat. It's on the desk. Thank you.
You read that right here in this office. You bought yourself some trouble now, McCarthy. You just closed your own case. This is the end. You buried yourself. Where the hell do you think you're going with that? McCarthy? McCarthy!
Leo, wait a minute. Guess what I just found?
No guesses, Mickey. What?
Tyler's truck. I found it. It's in the pound. Now, I told the attendant to give me a call if he shows up.
That's not good enough. Get down there and sit on it. Is Mr. Mason there?
Who's calling?
Let me speak to Lipton.
Lipton isn't here. Who's this?
It's Tyler.
Tyler, you son of a bitch! You're dead! Dead!
Son of a bitch.
Are you crazy? In 3 hours, you'll be out of the country. But if one person suspects... It's over.
Tyler knows. Why else would he call?
Tyler doesn't know. He'd have gone to the police if he knew. He thinks he killed you. Don't you understand that?
The smoke pots like the ones we used in Hellraisers.
You got it.
This is Car 714 Homicide Squad. I'm at the 12th Avenue compound. Get the fire criminal.
Jesus, what pot did you use?
The big one.
I said Hellraisers, not Killer Smoke.
Letters on the side. X as in Frank. X as in X-ray. We're heading south along 12th Avenue and approaching Canal Street. I got a 1022 possible murder suspect.
RMP 224, go assist.
Christ, we've got company.
What do we do?
Open the back.
You got it.
Remember Skidball Express?
I sure do!
Then get ready!
Yeah!
on, Lieutenant?
Shit! What's going on?
Oh, shit.
What's happening over here, huh? Great. Just great. All right, let's hear it now. Dummy?
Yes, it's dummy!
What's up?
I wish I could have seen his face.
Yeah, make clear. Damn.
What?
Nah.
Raleigh, what is it, a flat?
Yeah, you're right, but make it fast. McCarthy.
Tyler stole his van. We totaled three of our cars and we lost them.
Son of a bitch. Congratulations, Mickey.
Jake. Nick DeFranco's alive.
If DeFranco's alive, then who's sitting in the morgue?
Who the hell knows? Some stiff Lipton picked up someplace. Now listen to me, Jake. We can stop him, but we don't have much time.
Oh, you got nothing but time, Leo.
Jake, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand, all right. You couldn't stay away from DeFranco.
There was an overlap.
Rule number one. You get an overlap, you come to me. Who the hell do you think you are, Strong-Armin Murdoch?
All right, I fucked up, okay? I apologize.
Now, can I get back to work?
Sit the hell down.
Haven't you figured it out yet?
What do you think they hid?
What are you gonna do? Take away my pension?
Pension? You'd be lucky to stay out of jail. Coercion of a fellow officer? Criminal trespass? Dereliction of duty?
Jake, it's Nicky DeFranco. For Christ's sake, he's getting away.
I want to stay this report. After which, you'll sit down with Murdoch and fill him in. After which, you go home. As of 5:30 this afternoon, you suspend. Is that clear?
What the hell are you talking about, Jake?
Huh?
You're not one of these guys.
I can't cover for you anymore, Leon.
Jake. Come on, this is me, Jake. This job is all I got. Please.
You brought this on yourself. I'll take your shield and your piece.
Took it like a man, didn't he?
Murdoch, you're an asshole. So what's so goddamn funny?
Your jacket.
Thank you.
An update on the situation later in the broadcast as the try reaching me.
Oh, it was the worst period.
Chin fake. Henderson has a step on the defender. The pass is there.
Step a cloudy day.
What was that? Check it out.
Mitchell. Check it out.
Roy.
Your pal, Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll bet he wasted your two guys outside, and he probably took care of Lipton, too.
Never get through the secure...
Holy Christ. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Shut up. The chopper will be here in a few minutes.
Hey, you're the one he's after. He thinks I'm dead, right?
What difference does that make?
Well, what the hell are we supposed to do? Just sit around and wait for
you're
him?
You're damn right. It's the only thing we can do. Now sit down.
Christ, he cut the wiring.
Still got the advantage. He doesn't know the house. He doesn't know what room we're in.
Asshole. He doesn't know what room we're in.
Son of... The light's still on in the hall. He's playing with the fuse box. He's inside your fucking house.
take this hallway.
Damn. I don't like this whole setup.
Hey, Eddie. Playing games with us.
Two more of you tough guys.
Well, maybe he's gonna come looking for us.
Yeah, well, let him come. I'll show him who the fuck he's dealing with. What's the matter, Mason? You look a little nervous.
Are you the only backup I'm going to get?
No, the rest of the guys are right behind us. I was just a mile down the road. Are you Captain Wallinger?
Yeah, I'm Wallinger. Now, look, we got to bust this gate open.
Can't bust it. Now, let you find something. Did you find something? Jesus Christ, I guess you did.
Helicopter. I'm impressed.
So am I. We don't have any.
Come on, let's get the fuck out of here!
Inside. Eddie, please. Eddie. God, sir.
Right, attention inside the house. This is the police. We have the place surrounded. Drop your guns. Out the front door one at a time.
Mason.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's the matter? Forget why you hired me.
Ollie.
Don't move.
See this key? This key is worth $15 million. All the money DeFranco stole from the mob over the years. It's all stowed away in a safe deposit box at the Royal Bank in Geneva.
$15 million.
Ours. You need me to get it, see? Because only DeFranco and I are known in Geneva.
You have 1 minute to leave the house.
Listen, we can still get out. I know a way, but we gotta move fast. We go through the basement. Raleigh, will you? Get moving. We gotta go. Raleigh.
No, it'll never work, Mason.
I'll take that key, Raleigh.
There's something you should know, Mason.
Give me the key, Raleigh.
And this hand is the ammo for the gun. And this is crazy glue. 1,001 uses. Now 1,002.
No! No! Mason, drop the gun!
No, no, don't shoot! It's a mistake!
Don't shoot!
Guy's gone.
Too bad, Raleigh. Not like the movies. Please just tell me he's not dead.
He's dead.
Bag him and get him out of here.
You got it, Chief. Hey, where's that cop from New York?
What cop?
What's his name? Wallinger.
anybody to touch him until the ME gets here.
Yeah.
Nobody. Got
yes,
it?
Sir.
Up in there for your pension, Leo.
Well, I'm going to miss the job, but this should ease the pain somewhat. Well, Ollie, me boy, you'll never have to put that shit on your face again.
I don't know, Leo. It's hard for me to do anything else.